Thursday, everyone. Listen up, okay? This is going to be a very messy podcast, okay? I have no time for the BS. I have no time for the drama. This is called packing the pod. I'm packing the fucking pod up. No, not really. So, I have so much shit to do. It is beyond. So, I'm actually going away to Florida tomorrow, and I am currently, guys, I'm filming this, this is Wednesday night right now. I have so much shit to do, okay? I am packing my bags, I am then tomorrow going to work, and from work, flying to the airport, not driving, I'm flying to the airport. I am such a mess right now, it is beyond. So, I'm very excited to pack with you guys and, I guess explain to you my little packing strategies and, you know, all that other bullshit. So, first, I definitely want to just jump into topics and tell you guys a little, a few things. So, one, we have Bella Thorne. It's, you know, very sad. We all heard her nudes came out. I kind of wish my nudes came out because I would just be like, send checks over because a boy needs some money. But, you know, she is very upset about this whole thing. So, this is what happened. A hacker came and he's like, yo, listen, I'm gonna post all of your nudes unless you pay me money. And she's like, fuck you. I'm gonna post them myself. So, she posts them herself. I would do the same thing, guys. No one is getting a check from me, especially when I don't have a check for them. So, she posted her nudes, but it's very emotional. I would definitely be the same way. I could joke all day, but I would definitely be freaking out and, like, screaming. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg said some bullshit, and Bella is, like, very disgusted. And I would be, too. Like, you know, she's making fun of, what's her name? Bella Thorne, and being like, well, you shouldn't take nudes in the first place. Excuse me! Okay? If one thing you know about me, I love body revolution. So I, myself, do have photos of me. Maybe not fully nude, but I mean, I'm showing off my body because I love a body revolution, even though that shit never works. But it's just disgusting that that she is saying that regarding Bella Thorne. It is a very emotional thing to go through. And I think everyone should support her. I tweeted her. I said, listen, I love you. I support you. If you need help, you know who to DM me because I will be there for you. And yeah, so listen, I hope this goes by. Not too much media is covering it. And honestly, why should they? It's not a fun topic to talk about. But it's good to show awareness that, like, these celebrities do suffer. And it's crazy. Okay. So, there's that. Child's Play, the Chucky movie, is coming out this weekend. Let me see what else. Whoo, chilly. Nicki Minaj has a new song coming out. It's called Megatron. Don't know when it's coming out, but the music video is being recorded as we speak. So, that's fun. A new version of Avengers Endgame is coming. Not sure what exactly it is. It might be what, like, they did to A Star Is Born, where they just added some never-before-seen clips, but I'm not certain about it. Netflix cancels Chamber after one season. If you don't watch that show, don't listen. And if you do, that is so sad. I hate when they cancel bullshit. Next, is anyone, like, looking at these pride, like, no one talks about pride and, like, the LGBTQ plus community ever, and then suddenly Pride Month comes along and all these, like, companies are like, hey, listen, here's a rainbow flag, okay? Like, hey. And it's like, all right, can you just, like, actually do something? Thanks. Anyway, I mean, thanks for doing that, but I don't know what else to say. Meryl Streep has been amazing on Pretty Little Lies. If you guys are, wait, is that the show? Lies. Is that the show or is this another show I'm talking about? It might be that show. What am I talking about? Anyway, yeah, so she's been doing really good. I think it's Pretty Little Lies. I feel like it's not the show. I feel like that was another show with these other girls. So yeah, she's been doing amazing with Reese Witherspoon and all that stuff. Okay. What else do we have, guys? I feel like we had so much. Oh my God. So the movie Inside Out, remember from Disney, the director also has a new movie coming out. It's called Soul. So I'm very excited for that. If you saw Inside Out, you know how great that movie was. Regarding mental health and, you know, especially like autism and all that stuff. And it was very refreshing. Next, we have Lizzo. She performed for the first time at the music. Not the music. Oh, my God. The Movie and TV Awards. And it was great, as always. I'm actually going to see her in September. I'm so excited. What else do we have? Guys. You have to watch this show. It's called Murder Mystery. It just came out on Netflix. So funny. So funny. You're going to crack up. It's with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. They make a great team. And I love them. I hope. I wish they were like on more shows or movies together. Taylor Swift has a new video out for some song. I don't know. And her and Katy Perry like hang out. And like Katy Perry's a hamburger. And I almost said Nicki Minaj. And Taylor Swift is a French fry. And they hug and they like hold hands and all that bullshit. So I guess that means their feud's over. So, you know, kudos to them. I am sick and dying. So that's great too. That's also news. That's also gossip and tea. What else? If you guys want to see spot the Easter eggs that Taylor Swift put out for her new video, you could do that some other time because I don't got time for that. The USA has been really killing it in the Women's World Cup. I guess, is it called the World Cup? Whatever. Next, we're remembering that TTX Tentacione person that, like, raped women and beat the shit out of gay people. So, yeah, kudos to you guys. Next, we have Young Thug. He has a felon gun case, and it was actually dropped in LA this weekend. And isn't that just beautiful? Okay. So, that is it, guys. Like, I don't have time for this shit, honestly. Let's talk about my weekend. This weekend, I went to a company picnic for my brother's girlfriend's family's company. And it was great. I had so much ice cream. I'm still dealing with the consequences, you could say. I gained 3 pounds from that night, and I also tried the drink. I think it's called White Claw or something. It's really good. It's a spritzer. What is it called? A spritz or something like that. But I liked it. It was actually really good. I usually don't drink, but that was a nice blend. It was almost like a seltzer, like a flavored seltzer, but it was fun. Last week, I didn't film the podcast because it was actually my mom's birthday, and I was going to do it, but then we went out to eat, and when I came back, I was like, I'm not doing it. I just don't have the time or the commitment to, like, sit down and talk. So, I don't know what I missed last week, but it's okay. Now, I'm going to start to pack. So, I'm going to Florida for 4 days. To just see some family, friends, all that stuff. And I have not packed. So if you know me, you will know that I love to travel. It's definitely fun to travel and go different places and, you know, especially see new things. This is not a new thing. I always go to Florida. I go to Florida at least like 3 times a year. So yeah. And the thing is I love to pack. I love to pack the last second of every trip. So here I am going crazy packing because I'm also going to see the movie called Yesterday. Thank you to Regal. You guys will also be mentioned. Thank you to Regal for the 2 tickets to go see this movie. I'm bringing my mom to go see it, and we get to review it. So next podcast, I will be reviewing the movie Yesterday. And again, thank you so much to Regal for giving us this opportunity to see this amazing movie. I was supposed to see it at the Tribeca Film Festival, but unfortunately, I was not able to get to it. So luckily, Regal was like, hey, here's some tickets to go see it. So, thanks. Now, when I pack, I'm packing small because I'm only going to be there for 4 days. But for me, packing small is packing big. I pack for 2 weeks, even though I'm going for 4 days. That's just what I do. All my friends can't stand it because even when I go away to, like, bigger places, they yell at me because it's just too much. But I like to be prepared and have enough stuff for God forbid something happens. That's just how I think, you know? And it's better that nothing happens because I just bring it back and it's fine to me. It doesn't cause an issue. It doesn't make things worse. It's the same bullshit. So for me, it's totally fine. So I have a medium-sized backpack. And that I'm going to bring. Oh, I'm also, okay, so I'm flying JetBlue. I love JetBlue. I've been using them since, oh my gosh. I think the first time I flew was 10. So I've been using them for, I don't know, 13 years, I guess. Yeah, so I've been flying with them for a while since I was 10 years old. That was the first time I flew by myself. And I've been with them ever since. I mean, of course, I'll go to other companies if they're cheaper. But, I mean, most of the time, JetBlue is, like, the best for me. So, first, let me tell you about what I pack. So, because I'm going to Florida, I'm going to definitely, oh my god, hold on, I just got a message. So, when I pack, I'm crazy, okay? I pack, like, triple the amount of underwear that are needed, triple the amount of socks that are needed. I only bring one pair of actual shoes. I do bring flip-flops because when I'm down there, like, flip-flops are very casual. Like, you could kind of wear them anywhere, so it's nice to have that. So yeah, let's go first with my socks. I'm only gonna bring a few. Let's see. What the? Okay, hold on, guys. Hold on, you know what? My other podcast is playing right now in my ear, and I don't know why. Okay, so I bring, let's see. So I'm going to bring one pair of, let me bring three pairs of socks. Like, I'm crazy, guys. Like, are you kidding me? I'm not even going to wear these. I promise you, I'm not going to even wear these socks. I'm just bringing them to fucking bring them. This is crazy. Okay, so I have that. So I'm going to do all that. One second. Let me just bring this down. Okay. So, I usually buy a new pair of underwear because I'm psycho. And I just like to have, like, fresh underwear to put on. Especially when I'm going away. I like that feeling. So, let me put them in here. Okay, next. Usually I bring, like, everything with me. But this time, because it's such a short trip. Well, luckily, here's the thing. So, when I travel, I have my travel bag. And in my travel bag is portable toothbrush, small little toothpaste, like little stuff like that. Like, what is it called for your teeth? The floss for your teeth. What else? Toiletry items, wipes for God forbid, anything happens. And then also hand sanitizer because I am such a germ freak. The second I get on the plane, those fucking wet wipes come out. And I am detoxing the entire section where I'm sitting because it's just, I can't do it. I cannot. So, so yeah, I have that. Let me put my socks in here. So, since I'm only going for such a short time, I'm only bringing one cologne. It's very hard to choose which cologne I want to do, which cologne I'm feeling. And, you know, you never know what you're feeling. So, here's another thing. TSA is a motherfucker, okay? And we all know this. I'm scared that they're gonna like take away my cologne because it's too big. So luckily, I have this cologne. I'm bringing Eau de Gaga. Eau de Gaga is a what is it called? Unisex cologne. It's a beautiful scent. Oh, it's like a leather mixed with a flower. It's just beautiful. So I have that. I usually bring that all the time when I go away on vacations because it's a perfect size and they never question it. Because most bottles, they look like flasks. So I always get stopped and I'm like over it. But yeah. So now I have two pairs of flip-flops that I get to put. I'll just put them with my socks here. Okay. And you know what? I'm actually going to bring another pair of shoes. I have Sperry's. I don't know what they are. I guess they're like called boat shoes. They look like boat shoes. So they're, yeah, boat shoes. So I have these. I'm probably never going to wear these, but it's always good to just have it just in case, blah, blah, blah. Whatever helps me sleep at night. Okay. So there's that. Let me shut this. I love it. I love it. Okay. Oh my God, the sound quality is probably trash because I'm like going back and forth, but it's fine. Now don't think I'm crazy, but I do bring, three pairs of bathing suits. You may wonder why, but it's because I usually wear bathing suits down there with an outfit. Cause you never know when you want to like go for a swim or like jump in a pool, in a ocean. So I think I bring three. I have like a red one. It's really nice. I'll probably post some photos of it because it's sick. It's a nice sick color. Of course, black. I need a black. And I love it because they go up to my thighs. And I just love shorter, bathing suits. They just feel so much better on me. Next, I have, because it's a short trip, I'm only bringing three pairs of normal, like, shorts. even though I'm gonna just be there for 5 days. But anyway, next, I have a really nice dressy shirt that I'm gonna wear as like a beach kind of shirt, like a beach shirt, I guess you could call it. This was on sale at Target and I had to get it even though I couldn't like afford it, but credit cards are a great thing. Okay, so there's that. I hope it doesn't get wrinkled. I got two new shorts, which I should never. Listen, the other day I went into Target, it was the biggest mistake of my life because they had a sale, and the sale was on shorts, and the sale was on t-shirts, and all that other bullshit, and I was devastated. Like, a normal person would be happy, but for me, it's like a danger zone because I just don't know. Like, to me, I'm like, fuck, let me get it now, even though I'm trying to lose weight, and I shouldn't buy these clothes because if I do lose weight, like, I'm gonna have to get new clothes. But, like, I don't think like that because I'm trash. So, here I am buying all these new shirts and all these new fucking clothes. Like, I'm about to fucking throw up because if this shit doesn't fit me and if this shit's too big, I'm gonna cry. And I'm gonna probably Snapchat it, too, of, like, me crying in Florida, probably throwing up because I can't breathe. So, but listen, I live life one day at a time. So, yeah. It's like, you know, it's fine. I'll just have to get new clothes. But they were really, they had a great sale, guys. So, usually their shorts are like $20. They were only 10. All right, I'm lying. It was like 11 something. But sorry, no one needs to know that. Because I feel like a lot of people are judging me right now because they probably think, like, that's expensive too. Which, I mean, I guess kind of is, but yeah. So, next I have my toiletry little bag that I put in my suitcase, and it just has like all my stuff in there. And like, I mean, I'm going to see family, so most of the stuff is already at their house. Like, I leave my stuff there. So, yeah, what else? I'm trying to think. I have socks, all my shoes. Holy shit, I'm packed already. This is sick. Oh, so chargers. I mean, mostly everything's going to be done last minute tomorrow morning before I go to work. So I usually have my travel bag with just like my chargers and like extra headphones and then my normal headphones and all the other bullshit. So regardless, this is a very short trip. I'm not going for long, so that's why it's kind of just like whatever. So yeah, listen, I hope you liked it, and I hope the sound quality was all great. And I mean, if it's not, I'm sorry, but next week will be better. And yeah, I mean, I guess that's all I have to say. Thanks so much for watching and wish me luck. I hope I don't fucking miss my flight, because guys, that's how it is every single time I go away. It's way too much to be put on me that I have to, like, you know, the flight has to, like, not wait for me when it should wait for me because I paid the freaking ticket. So, all right. Have a great weekend, everyone. I will see you next week. And I will talk about the movie I saw yesterday, which is out in theaters Friday. I get to see it a few days earlier. So, have a good week. Enjoy yourselves. Fly somewhere. Travel. Love life. Blah, blah, blah. And happy graduation to all the graduates out there. Have a good weekend. Cha, cha, cha. And bye. Yeah.